Sometimes situations arise where students' expectations of TAs are just unrealistic. Let's discuss a few. First one let's talk about is students who come to you an hour before a deadline with 10 hours of work to do. First thing you should think to remember to do is tell the student that this is the case. Inform them they have more work than they have time before the deadline. Help them realize this is the case, set their expectations appropriately, help them realize you're not going to be able to get them to the full performance in time. Also, after you do that, it's worthwhile asking their goal. Is their goal to maximize learning or to maximize points by the deadline? If it's to maximize learning, ignore the deadline and help them as if there was no deadline. If they express stress or frustration, remind them they said they wanted to learn. If they say their goal is to maximize points, and you can talk with them about what they believe will get them the most NOR points on the assignment rubric and try to teach them something they can use to move closer to that goal. If in this it comes out that their cause of being behind, which you may ask about directly or learn indirectly, however you happen to find this out, if you find out their cause is because they're behind in the course overall, or they have so much going on in their classes, in this class and other classes and things in their life that they can't keep up, then please inform the instructor. The instructor is going to have access to resources to try to intervene and help the student catch up in this class or catch up in all of their classes as appropriate for that student situation. What about students who blame you? They say that it's your fault that something bad is happening, either directly or indirectly. First, I encourage you to tell them this is happening, to point out that they're blaming you for something that isn't their fault. This can cause difficulty, so it isn't always the right thing to do. Sometimes people get offended when you say this, but it may be appropriate from time to time. A tool, however, that is widely used and quite useful in these circumstances if your goal is their learning, is to transfer the blame. Your goal here is to get on their side of the blame line, so instead of being the oppressor that they are upset at, you are the fellow commiserator against the oppressor. Once you're on their side, you can start having more conversations about what you can do in this circumstance, instead of only conversations about how problematic the circumstance is. The greatest way I know to do this is called blame transference. You blame something else. Student blames you, you blame the professor. You blame course policies, you blame university policies, you blame the syllabus, you blame something else. And then you're their ally. Like, oh yeah, I wish I could tell you the answer, but the professor, I don't know, I'm not allowed to do that. And once you've done that, you're now on their side and you can sort of deal with this obstacle you face together instead of fighting over where the line should be drawn. And sometimes students just really show more emotion than is appropriate for a learning circumstance. They can be frustrated, crying, angry. These things happen. I have a whole set of things we can do which clearly escalate in character. Sometimes just ignoring it is the best thing. Remember when we were talking about cognitive overload? Back a few weeks ago, we commented that one result of this, one way your brain sometimes copes, is by reducing its social filter. A little bit of rudeness, if it's not offensive or problematic, sometimes you just ignore it, it will go away. Sometimes you can try to calm them down, have them take a break, remind them that you're there to help them and things will go okay. Have them take a deep breath, roll their shoulders, some of these things we talked about earlier when we were talking about stress. Sometimes you should call it out. Quote them to themselves is remarkably effective. If they say that you are the reason something happened that clearly wasn't your fault, you can just say, did you just say it's my fault that you didn't get start this homework on time? Hey, and this can help them realize what they are saying, hear it from your perspective, and can help move them into a position of actually interacting appropriately with you. If this is not working, if they are being more problematic than that, sometimes it's useful to call over somebody else, to bring another TA into the circumstance who can see it from a different perspective because your emotions tend to get heightened as well as theirs, or that can observe what's going on. Sometimes people behave more rationally if they realize somebody's observing their interactions. This can be useful. If it gets really bad, just disengage. Just walk away, stop helping, just stop. You don't need to stay in a bad circumstance. We want you to help our students, but not at your own harm. Disengaging is a fine thing to do. If you do get to something up at that level, it's almost always wise to inform your instructor about that student and this difficulty. patterns of an inappropriate behavior that is not stopped, even once you take some basic actions like trying to call them out or commenting that they're doing something inappropriate, often indicates something else going on in the lives of that student that the instructor will be able to interact with university resources and help move in the right direction. If something gets really bad in the moment, it is appropriate and correct to call university police. Our university police are trained not only in ordinary law enforcement, but also in how to deal with various emergency and alarming circumstances that happen on grounds. And so, if something happens that is causing distress to students, distracting or disturbing or causing any kind of fear or discomfort to the room around, it is appropriate to call the university police who can come over and just help handle the situation in an appropriate and safe manner. I hope you won't need most of these tools. I hope almost everything in this video is things you won't need very often, but if they come up, it's worth understanding how to handle them.